Hola y bienvenido a el Too Much Rock Podcast. Hello, welcome to the Too Much Rock Podcast. My name is Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Hooligans, a band from Nottingham in the UK, with the song TV Crime. That is the A-side off of a two-song single that was released back in August of last year on Static Shock Records. I know very little about that band, other than that song made somebody's year-end list that I liked, and I gave it a listen, and I liked it too. And the B-side is just as good. It's a good week to listen to the podcast. New music for you this week. I think the last few weeks have been, you know, countdowns of top tracks from 2016 and Christmas Spectacular, etc., etc. New music for you this time. We're going to jump in here with a track from Jonathan Richman. This song is called Wait, Wait, and it's on the album Ishkode, Ishkode.
Wait, wait, oh, I want to look at this more. Wait, wait, I want to look at that more. Wait, wait, oh, I'm like a kid distracted whose parents are dragging away from something. Como niño distraído que arrastran de la mano. Como niño distraído que arrastran de la mano. Que arrastran de la mano por la fiesta de este mundo. Wait, wait, I wanna see this. Wait, wait, I wanna look at that.
Charlie did. I'd be a new Charlie never gets depressed. Charlie always gets his rest. Charlie never doubts himself. He was born and will die on the top shelf.
That was kind of a spectacular set there, actually. We started the set off with Jonathan Richman with the song Wait, Wait. That's on the album Ishkode, Ishkode, which I believe is a Ojibwe word for fire or something like that. That was released on Blue Arrow back in February of 2016. I had no idea he had a new album. Blue Arrow, a small label based out of Cleveland, based out of a record store. And yeah, there were a couple of Jonathan Richman 7-inches and then that full-length. First few listens of the album, it didn't do much for me. The last, six, I really, really like that album. That song there is an immediate and fun and definitely a Jonathan Richman song. After that, we heard from the Molochs. That song is called Charlie's Lips, and that's on the band's album America's Velvet Glory. Comes out on February 13th on Innovative Leisure Records, a band based out of Los Angeles. And I think Lucas Fitzsimmons runs that band. And man, that is a really, really good album. That track there, definitely a little more, I don't know, a little bit psychedelic even, garagey, kind of a velvet feel to it. Most of the album's a little more garagey, but it's just so poppin'. not just perfect album there. So that one's a really, really good one. And why it's the only band from our album from 2017 I've played this year, it definitely is my favorite album of 2017. And then we ended that set off there with Damian Gerardo and Richard Swift with the song Crazy Like a Fox. That's from Other People's Songs Volume 1. Came out on Second Nature Records. Second Nature, really? I think so. December 12th of last year. Kind of a surprise album there. The two of them got together and just banged out an album. If you listen to the podcast last couple of weeks or visited the website, you know that Damian Gerardo had my album of the year last year. So I'm very excited to have him showing up again already with new material. That track there, as promised in the title of the album, Other People's Songs, is a Link Cromwell and the Zoo song. That is Lenny Kaye from Patti Smith's band, fronting that band, I don't know, sometime in the mid-60s was the original. And I think that telling there is a very good one. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, I'm going to run over on time here if I don't hurry, so let's play another track here. This is a band called American Innieman, with some help from Lees, maybe. The song is called Does Anybody Remember Me?
Picture this, we're selling images of me. Going on inside, I can't see the sun or imagine the sky, but I know in my mind that the sun does still rise. I know in my mind that the sky's burning bright. I just don't know if I'm still on one's mind. They put me in this room to settle down and count the days, and I know I belong in this place. Slip me some coffee.
You know now, maybe you could. box. Throw away the cage.
I'll never keep Christmas Eve that I spent drinking at my writing desk, and Christmas mornings my children watch their father weep. And nothing I've done since has felt as real as the first step I took across that frozen field. When we said our last goodbyes, I can't remember who blinked first, but I can see your face as clearly as I read this scribbled curse, this scribbled address that I hid away in shame. Long after we had found out all the slaughtered soldiers' names, can you forgive me, my old friend? I picked my rifle up again on Boxing Day. Thank you.
back. That is Bread and Roses with the song Boxing Day 1914. I believe that's original of theirs. It's on the album Songbooks of the Year of the War, rather. Came out in 2012 or so, was recorded in 2012. I don't know if it ever actually came out. I think that the band broke up before the album was released, and it just kind of, I don't know, leaked. I think it's on Bandcamp for free, and that's, I know it is, because that's where I found it. I had no idea it existed, but I was a big fan of that Boston band when I lived there in the kind of middle 2000s, it's nice to hear those songs again. Though I must say, I kind of like them better when they were just one guy and beating on an acoustic guitar in a basement. These are a little richer, but I think that one, it serves it well, I guess. Before that was American Innymen with Lisa. Which that's a much better pronunciation than last time. Turns out she's French. Joining that New York band there, led by Brett Sullivan. That song is called Does Anyone Remember Me? It is on the Wii EP that was self-released December 21st of last year. Four songs, and several of them quite good. I guess I'm making corrections. That Damien Girardeau and Richard Swift, of course, not on Second Nature, but on Secretly Canadian. So somewhere I must have been lazy with my accept tab there on that one. That makes a lot more sense. Not a hardcore label out of Kansas City at all. I'm out of time. I'm running late already, so let me get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 385. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's not a lot here. I'm sitting in Lima, Peru, and not paying a lot of attention to Kansas City concerts. But I know that there's the Band That Fell to Earth Bowie tribute happening on the 7th at the Record Bar. On the 12th, Entombed AD is playing at the Riot Room. Emmeline Twist are playing with Architects and Hipshot Killer and someone else at the Record Bar on the 20th. That is a benefit for a very special cause. On the 28th, Cave Girls are playing at the Replay. Looking into February 10th, Too Much Rock single launch party at Mills Record. Can't tell you who the band is yet, but you'll know soon, and you'll want to come and hang out with me and see some rock and roll. On the 11th, Marduk at the Riot Room. Origin is the 18th at the Riot Room. And Shiner is playing the 24th at Record Bar. And then Dropkick Murphys are at the Uptown on the 28th. They've got a new album. Probably hear that on a podcast in the next couple of weeks. New things on the website. There are photos and video of the Bummer and Stonehaven show. There are photos and video of the New Year's Eve, American Discord, Architects, Dead Vin, Mr. Deadly show. I think that's about it. I did catch a couple of shows when I was back in Kansas City for a few days over the holidays, but now it's back to South America. There we go. Anyway, one track left. Let's talk about this one and get this thing done. The band is called Light. They are from Tokyo, Japan. And the song I play is called Angled. And this makes sense because they are a math rock band. This is the album Cubic, released on Top Shelf Records end of last year, November 16th. I listened to this album, I don't know, from November 16th on, and it took me this long to be able to find a track I wanted to play on the podcast. It's all good, and none of it great. So maybe if this is definitely your thing, then you're going to enjoy this album. But if you're not into math rock, maybe this goes, in one ear, out the other. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Adios.